I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. 1 in 12 Christians worldwide faces religious persecution, and there are few signs of this decreasing. Open Doors just released its World Watch list, ranking countries where the persecution of Christians is most severe. Dr. David Curry sums it up this way.
We see this incredible growth in governments passing laws and rules and using regulations to restrict the free practice of Christian faith.
India and China both saw a dramatic rise in the persecution of Christians, but now India rounds out the top 10. Why? The government heavily favors Hindu nationalism, and now that you know, what will you do?
Go through the list and look and say, is there a country here that God has been laying on my heart? Go through the list and pray. And we do have a prayer app.
And IFES, the International Fellowship of Evangelical Students, encourages university students to live out their faith wherever they are, every day. Andy Moore, head of global communications, explains the ministry's mission.
Well, it's a movement of students who are living out and sharing the good news of Jesus on different campuses around the world. We talk about doing that locally, so at a campus level, any group of students who are gathering together are part of an IFES, an expression of IFES. Then nationally, national movements like InterVarsity coordinate that work nationally, and then globally as well.
With travel becoming more accessible, people from closed nations are coming into contact with IFES groups. As those people return to their own countries with the gospel, new chapters spring up. Please pray for this growing movement and pray for IFES as it cares holistically for students and their environments. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Join us on social media. Also find us on Amazon Alexa and TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. You can look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.